Good morning, Patriots, and happy National Prayer Day, which we all celebrate, even though our hand puppet Muppet Show has tried to deny it. But you know, the real issue behind that is nobody's in D.C. Now, I've been telling you all to watch Real Raw News, pay attention to it. And yesterday was a pretty interesting post. So the reason I bring this up is Real Raw News is either real or all fake. But we are now approaching a point where what they are publishing is soon to be verified. And if you're thinking it's clown stuff, let me just put some stuff in context, and I'm working to find out, and I will let you know. But here's a couple of things. Number one, Joe Ray Perkins, who is a senatorial candidate in Oregon, who I was assisting in a small degree to her campaign, was in D.C. yesterday. I asked her to check out some things. Her statement was, it is a ghost town. There is nobody here. Now, I want you to think about that for a minute. Just think about that. We're in the peak of a government period. If we have a government that's functioning normally, how can it be functioning normally when no one's on the streets, everything's shut down, and there's no presence of government in D.C.? Just saying. You know, it's these anomalies. You got to start putting the pieces together. You have to start looking out there because everybody, there's too many people out here walking around in a coma right now. Now, the other thing is, yesterday's post by Real Raw News stated that there was somewhat of a coup at the Pentagon. Sounds like not a big deal. Well, kind of a big deal, but in the sense people can say, well, that's just a good story. All right, well, we're going to find out. But there was two generals listed by name, very specifically. And it's odd to list them by name. So the first one that was listed by name that was arrested as a traitor against the United States was Milley. Now, if you've all been following me, I've had suspicions, high suspicions against Milley since he stood against Trump when President Trump stood in front of the church and raised the Bible. And Milley came out the day later and said, basically that he made a mistake being with the president. Being with him, he said it was a political stunt. How can you have a political stunt when you're doing a religious act? The other person stated, most of you don't even know. His name is General Dan Hokanson. Now, I'm going to tell you honestly, this is where one of these moments hits and I say, I hope this story is false. I do. Because I personally know Dan Hokanson. I've worked with him. He was from Oregon. He was the head of the Oregon Army National Guard. He went to NORTHCOM. He was at NORAD and NORTHCOM. And then from NORTHCOM, he went to lead the National Guard Bureau. Now, my only point of this is it's a strange name to list if you're trying to make a disinformation story and making something all false. And all I'm saying as well is those are some very powerful names that can be verified, and I'm working on it. And if that verification proves true, then we'll know a lot more, or false, we will know a lot more about Real Raw News. So keep your eyes on Real Raw News. It's interesting. I also just point out that we declared war on Sunday, spiritual war on Sunday. 23 tornadoes hit the ground by Monday morning. Chicago was under an extreme weather alert. And whether true or not, we have an article yesterday. We have an article day before yesterday that states that John Podesta's military tribunal event has started. And yesterday we stated that the Pentagon had a coup to take out the deep state. I'm sure everything is a coincidence. I'm sure it had nothing to do with God moving and cleansing this land. I'm sure it has nothing to do with the wrath of God smacking down some deep state people. I'm sure it's completely coincidental. Just saying. So that's why today we're going to have another event of maybe making some more coincidences happen, because I'm sure, we all know that prayer has no effect, right? That's what they'll tell us on the left. Prayer's got nothing, y'all weaklings. Y'all Christian crazies, you out there praying. Y'all out there praying to God, acting like you're going to change something. Well, you got nothing on me. Like, yep. How's that 23 tornadoes treating you? How's that going for you? How's those rainstorms going? Yep. And by the way, even by the left's own terms of spirituality, which is kind of like, man, I swear their whole concept of like this spiritual mix mash is kind of like broccoli soup with hot dogs, which really sounds gross to me. Anyway, broccoli soup with hot dog pieces and chunks of Velveeta cheese. That's what this new age religion's like. That was a bad image this morning. Better grab some coffee on that one. Rinse your mouth and rinse your brain. You shall not have those images with you anymore today. Let your mind be healed. We'll do a good old-fashioned revival. Stand up, raise your hand, feel the power of God, smack your brain, cleanse those images from your head. Let there be no more images of broccoli soup with Velveeta cheese and weenies. Don't do that anymore. Okay, so everybody's cleansed now. We're all ready to start our day. So there's a lot going on, is my point. If you haven't figured that out, there's some serious stuff going down, like the hammer's here. And who's the hammer in town? Well, you know, it's our big guy right behind us. That's what I was saying the other day on Dr. Tenpenny's show. You stand up and do prayer, and people are like, hey, you got nothing. You're like, hang on a second, I'm going to show you something. See who's standing behind me? Yeah, that's God. He's going to give you the biggest womp and whoop down you've ever imagined. So if I were you, I'd get on your knees. You might want to try that, because when he comes to town, whew, I'm telling you, he's going to put the hurt on some people. You'd be sitting there going, how's that feel? Ooh, wow, it sucks to be you. But okay, well, we're here to pray for you. And I know prayers don't mean anything, but ooh, man, that had to hurt. Oh, my goodness. Thanks, God. Appreciate you. It's like, step aside. I'm here. Like, yeah, I'm stepping aside. I'm gonna pray. I'm gonna bow. So today on Podbean today, this is our 600th episode. It's exciting. And this is why this is all kind of exciting, because it's on Thursday the 6th. And you ready for this? This is where it gets kind of fun. In the fifth month. So if we do 6, 6, 5, what number do we get? 17! That's it. It's a big 17 day. Y'all thought I was going to go, oh no, it's that evil devil number. Nope. We just smoked it right there. Pulled the rug out from right underneath it. Slammed down. Put it down on the mat. Face down. Did an arm bar. Spun around and pinned it for the win. Boom. So we got 6, 6, 5. And right when the devil was sitting there snickering, going, I got you, I'm like, oh no, we're snapping this one right away from you, snatching it away, and we're taking the victory with 17. Wham. And there we go. So that's today. It's pretty awesome. So we're going to start today with a cool passage. Just to remind, this is really where I'm at these days, and I hope you can join me with this. You know, this evil stuff just irritates me beyond, as you probably all can tell. It really gets me going. Putting evil upon children, and it just irritates me beyond imagination. So I kind of get to the point where, you know, I'm like, okay, you want to start picking on them? Why don't you pick on me? Come on, devil. And I don't have a problem doing it. It's like, I've got God standing here with me, and I'm going to dare you to try to do something like that. Well, I really don't want to do that, but look, I'm serious though. It's like, knock it off, because here's what I'm going to remind. It's just Genesis 7:11. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, on the 17th day of the month, on that day, all the fountains of the great deep burst forth, and the windows of the heavens were opened. That was that 600 month again. That 600th year. On this day of March 6th, with 600 episodes, the windows of the heavens were opened. Let it rain. And we're going to pray about that today. We're going to focus on rain and knocking down this evil and telling the devil he's got no more innocence, that we're here. We're standing with God as a line, as an invincible line to crush that evil. Just throat punch that son of a gun right to the ground. And you know what? It's like, yeah, okay, we say that in some, we're all programmed really well, even me. And we say that, like, well, don't do that, Bards, because, man, it's like bringing a curse. You're not bringing a curse when you've got God standing with us right here going, okay, enough is enough. And unless we have the backbone to stand in front of this and stand up to this evil and say, there is us, we are here. We're going to push you back. We're going to create this hedge of protection around our children, around this nation, around the people of God. And we're done playing. We are the watchers on the wall, and we're not cowering. We're not bending. Enough. Oh, they'll try. They'll throw some demons at you. Kind of lift your shoulder with your shield. They run into the heart. Can you imagine that? Like a demon, like, I'm coming to get you. And you're like, yeah, try this one. Just kind of, as you're sitting here having your cup of coffee, you just take a sip of your coffee and raise your shield. Demon runs face first into the God shield. Ooh. Like, ouch. How you doing down there? Ooh. That kind of looks like it hurt. Yeah. All right. Can't do it that way. Can't be interrupting my coffee time with God. Forget it. Ain't happening. Now, here's another one I love. See, the way I was figuring it this morning is we've got this 666 thing going. And these Luciferian nut jobs worship this number. And what they do is they also push this number upon the faith community, the Christian faith community. Now, I'm not saying there isn't something to do with the number of the beast and all this stuff. But you know what? We have got to disempower that stuff. Because what happens is it gets into our thoughts. And then every time we see it, we shudder. And then what are we doing? We're giving them power over us. So part of this morning is I'm declaring that this number is now dead. All right. So on the 600th day, the heavens opened and the sky poured down its rain and began cleansing the earth. That's one. We got one. Number two, we have 600 episodes today. Okay, I'm good. That's God episodes, by the way. 600 God episodes. And here's another one. Ready for this? This is going to be enjoyable. You're going to like this one. Buckle up. Here we go. Judges 3, 27 to 31. When he arrived, he sounded the trumpet in the hill country of Ephraim. Then the people of Israel went down with him from the hill country, and he was their leader. And he said to them, follow after me, for the Lord has given your enemies of Moabites into your hand. So they went down after him and seized the fords of Jordan against the Moabites and did not allow anyone to pass over. And they killed at that time about 10,000 Moabites, all strong, able-bodied, not a man escaped. So Moab was subdued that day under the hand of Israel, and the land had rest for 80 years. After him was Shamgar, the son of Anath, who killed 600 of the Philistines with an ox goad, and he also saved Israel. Well, today we're all going to be Shamgar. We're going to waylay the 600 demons that sit before us. So see, that's the thing, as we play these number games are ridiculous. They are only as powerful on you as you let them be. And when we start to take that power back and start to say, and I know there's going to be people out there going, no, that can't be. It's scriptural. You can't. And it's like, I'm not letting it control me. Okay? I'm taking this terrain back. I'm saying no more. I'm done having this thing like, here's an example. The head of the attorneys for Coca-Cola, who was trying to divide up his attorneys by this sort of race theory that they're doing and gender equality, whatever, was relieved from his job and then rehired by another group. Ready for this? For $6,666,666. No kidding, they actually did it. These people are nuts over their damn numbers. And the problem is that we've let them be nuts. We've let them hold these numbers over us. So let's take it away. There's enough examples in the Bible of victory over 600 days, 600 Philistines, right? That's what we're talking about. And we're talking about taking a day like today where it's 600 episodes on May 6th, and we're saying, yeah, but it's the fifth month. And guess what? That means 17. That means we're here to clean it. We're here to rebirth it. We're here to change it. We're not going to be intimidated. And we can't be intimidated. Every single patriot is here now in this time, in this moment for a reason. And if you think for a moment God put you here to be cowering in fear and to be like, okay, when I start talking about the number 666, you know, that number, I need you all to go into the other room, shut the door, and sit on the floor and put your fingers in your ear and say this, nah, 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 I can't hear anything. And then when we talk about standing up to evil, I want you all to go in the other room because I don't want you to hear that you're going to throat punch the devil right square and knock him on his knees. I don't want you to hear that because you're going to get afraid and he's going to come in, he's going to hex you or whatever other nonsense there is. Only has power over you if you decide to allow it to. And the programming in this area, and I'm pushing the window hard this morning for everybody, because when you start to settle into that place, everybody should feel a little uneasy, okay? Because we have been trained to believe that the devil has all this power. We've been trained this way. We've been inculcated with this for our whole lives. You've got movies. You have advertising. I mean, right now, just take a look at what's going on in Hollywood. You'll shake your head. It's like, what happened? Well, what happened is like the devil's showing his face because he's so desperate. So we have a choice to make right now. If the devil has no power over us because the devil has no power over God, then why are we letting it have power over us? That's the question. And at this point, I'm saying none. You got nothing. And you have nothing over the rest of these people, and you aren't touching children anymore. And we're just pushing back on this because this is why. We are the watchers on the wall. We are the remnant. And we are done serving fear. End. Over. End of story. That fearlessness now has to stand in prayer on this day, on this 6th of May, which is prayer day. Another great one. 6th of May being prayer day. I love it. Ooh, love it. Taking it back. You don't think, what is the probability of that coincidence happening? God's like, watch this. I'm going to throw a curveball. It's like, what is it? At the worst time and you ever thought in your history, in the middle of your time when you thought everything was lost, of all the days I'm going to put National Prayer Day, I'm going to stick it on the 6th of May. How's that for y'all? You're like, really? Yeah. So what are you about? He's like, I'm going to find out what you're really about. I'm like, okay, I'm ready. Game on. All right, does that mean we're declaring war? You'd probably laugh and go, I thought you already did that on Sunday. Oh, yeah, we did. So we're still going to keep marching. So this is it, right? Don't let numbers control you. But like all good warriors, use those numbers to your advantage. Seize the enemy's territory. Take it back from them. Turn it on its head. And then use it as a weapon against them. And then smack dab it hard right down their throat. Warfare, when we wage war, is a serious event. And we are waging war with not any sort of lackluster or overconfidence. But you only have two choices when you head into combat. You live or you die. And we're here. So we're making a choice. We're either going to live gloriously in God's light or succumb and die under the darkness of Lucifer's hand. That is the only choice you have right now. There's no in between. Anybody that believes there's a middle ground, you're fooling yourself. And so we stand right now. And we know that we are going to let Christ lead with this in our hearts, and we are going to walk into this fight, and we're going to choose life and victory. And we're not going to bow. And so we are now going to stand up, and we're just going to crush it today on this prayer day. The day that this administrative hand puppet denied prayer in the Capitol. And by the way, I think there's more to it than that, just so you know. People are upset. And that's okay. We're going to have our prayer day through the internet. We're going to have our prayer day across this nation anyway. But there's no reason to have a prayer vigil in the Luciferian hole of the world, which is D.C., especially since what I'm understanding is they're never going to return there anyway. Our capital, to the best of my knowledge, is done. It's over. It's going to become a monument to the horrors of what it was, as it should be. And that's why we don't really need a prayer there. Where we need prayers are in people's lives. Where we need prayers are in our communities. Where we need prayers are actively in all of your city halls. Where we need prayers is across this nation for these children that are being damaged by this injection. That's unbelievable. We need prayers for the weak adults that keep thinking they need to get themselves injected with a Luciferian genetic modification serum, to think that they're going to save themselves from death. What are you afraid of in death when you have life everlasting through Christ? I just never get that one. We need to get back. Now, I realize they're pagan, but a lot of them converted to Christianity for good reason. And that's the Vikings. They didn't get any less fierce when they converted to Christianity. But my point is that with that whole warrior culture, which I admire on that level, it was a glorious thing to fight in the name of their gods. So let me ask you a question. Why is it not a glorious thing to fight in the name of Christ? Because our God is a heck of a lot bigger than their God was. So sometimes we can take from the past and bring it to the present, and this is like, okay, so are you really a warrior in Christ? If you are, let's stand. Knock this nonsense off. It is end time, end game. So again, have nothing over you. Let the dark have nothing over your heart. Have no fear. Don't let numbers manipulate. Take the high terrain. Take out back what they try to steal from you. And when you find something that causes you unease, put it to Christ and stand with it and knock it down on his knees. We must declare the official end to this evil. And so this morning, as we close, we are going to close a prayer. I'm going to ask you to join me. This is one of these prayers that if you decide you don't want to have this prayer, I get it. But this is going to be. I'm going to call on Christ to lead this fight with us. I'm going to call on Christ to stand and lead us. And I'm going to call on the absolute destruction of the devil, of the evil in this time. And I'm going to call on us to be that warrior group and to vanquish any of the things that they have over us. So that's the prayer coming. So if this isn't good for you, I'm just giving you a warning. If you feel uneasy about that, I respect it. But otherwise, buckle up. It's time to pray. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Christ, we put ourselves before you, calling upon you and our King to lead us in this moment, to lead us right into the heart of the devil's lair, to stand as the watchers on the wall, to stand boldly against this evil, and to put an end to this evil that is trying to destroy this earth, harm your children, victimize the elderly, and persuade the many who have been deceived into thinking that a shot would be their salvation. Lord, let us stand here now as we march forward into this, into that darkness, to bring the light of all lights, to expose these layers of evil, to let it never again be able to hide in darkness. Let us push away any sort of fear we have within our hearts of actually standing in front of the devil. Let the devil try, and let him know that with the shield that we stand in unison together with Christ in the lead, that he's got nothing, that he has no power over us. And let our fears be vanquished and taken from us. Let the healing power of Christ fill us. Let us stand here boldly, knowing that fear can only be what we make it, and that at this point in time, we must expunge all fear as we step deeply into your wings and your control. And we stand here knowing that you've got this, but we're not going to waver, ever. Let the power of numbers be stripped from us. This constant cycle of believing that certain numbers will control our destiny, let it be taken from us, Lord, replaced by the glory of your healing, the glory of your light, the glory of all that you bring into this world. Let us remember who we are. We are the children, your children, who have been put here to occupy this land in your holy name. And let us never waver. Let us do as we must. Let us stand in this time. Let us not let evil encroach upon anything that we do. And let us show the world what it is to be strong in our faith, unwavering in our commitment of love and grace, led by righteous indignation for the evil that tries to strip away the humanity and the grace that you've given each and every one of us. And let evil cower at our feet, as with you at our back and Christ in our lead. Let this victory be ours. And we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. See, this is prayer day. And on prayer day, we take the high ground and we kick the low ground into the toilet. We're warriors. If you have a hard time with that and someone's like, well, yeah, but I'm not in great shape right now. If you're a warrior in this time, it's your heart. It's your heart that has to be pure. Don't let self-image corrupt your thoughts of what a warrior you'd be. Don't let your station in life think that make you believe that somehow you're lesser in this fight as a warrior. Being a warrior right now is being a warrior of Christ and having that in your heart, being unwavering. And that's because God's called us all here. He knows we're all different. This is the most unusual and perfect army ever assembled in the history of man. He has called everybody from all walks of life to come together on this day and on these many days to stand together. It's a big, heavy duty line. And he knows that in that line, it doesn't matter whether someone is 98 pounds or someone's 300 pounds. He knows that what's in their heart is all that matters. And he knows that together, as we stand together beautifully, that that line is never going to break. That shield wall won't snap. Instead, it will push in. It will press the evil back. And with the power of his grace and his glory, we will crush this evil. And we will do so with our King, Jesus Christ, in the lead. Let the light of Christ shine within your soul. Let the rains begin, the sky open. And let the Shamgar within you walk into this fight and face the 600 and crush them. Keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never relent. Always press in. We're in a war, and we're going to win this, and we are winning this. Don't ever doubt. If you have doubt, if you have some fears, hand it to Christ. Put it over to Jesus Christ and say, Lord, help me heal. Through Christ to the Father, always. And in that place, there is never going to be a loss. You never lose. It's all win. And victorious we are, victorious we will be forever. God is with us. He will never forsake us. And in this moment, more than ever, he stands boldly at our back. Close your eyes and just imagine this line that we've created across this world. This incredible, powerful line that we've created across this world. The perfect army. And at the lead, who do you see? The brilliance of Jesus Christ himself. And what's on the other side? A sniveling, cowering darkness that now realizes that its day is done. That before our King and before us, with God at our back, they must bow, and they will. Because they know that God wins always. I'll see you at the top of the hour for Federalist Paper number 60 today. Until then, or until the next time, prayers up. God bless. Happy Prayer National Prayer Day. Out for now.
Fly wherever we were going. Fire and ice, we built our lives on survival. Sweet.